This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear sisters. One of the biggest problems so many people complain about after Ramadan is how you can continue to stay steadfast after Ramadan. You know, you feel that anti-climax after Ramadan. In Ramadan, we had that whole Ramadan atmosphere around us that was, you know, encouraging us to strive for good deeds and to stay away from our old sins and bad habits. And then suddenly Ramadan finishes and you find yourself basically on your own, struggling to keep going. So I want to share with you, inshallah, today, you know, five things you can do to help yourself to stay strong after Ramadan. First of all, it's very important that you have that sincere determination to want to stay steadfast and to be prepared to do what it takes to stay strong after Ramadan, inshallah. You know, you should be thinking about the lessons that you learned from Ramadan. You know, what is the greatest lesson we learn from Ramadan? It's the taqwa of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, He tells us, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الزَّادِ التَّقْوَى. That take a provision for your journey, and the greatest provision that you can take for your journey is the provision of a taqwa. And in this journey of life, the greatest provision we can take with us is the provision of a taqwa. So that's why, my dearest sisters, you know, when we say goodbye to Ramadan, we don't say goodbye to all the lessons we learned from Ramadan. You need to hold on to the lessons that you took from Ramadan. You may not feel the sweetness of reciting the Quran the way you did in Ramadan. You may not feel the sweetness of praying the way you felt when you were in Ramadan. But hold tightly to these lessons that you learned in Ramadan, my dearest sisters. And in time, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with the halawat al-Iman. He'll reward you with the sweetness of Iman that you get through striving to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon patience, inshallah. Okay, so the second thing we need to be focusing on if we want to stay steadfast after Ramadan is mujahadatun nafs, which means struggling against yourself. You know, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran, He tells us about the state of the nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. That the nafs, the natural state of the nafs is that it inclines you towards procrastination. It inclines you towards following your desires. So subhanAllah, you have to constantly go against your nafs. Don't give in to your nafs. You know, and realize that staying steadfast is not going to be easy. You have to make that, you know, you have to fight against your nafs and fight against the shaitan and all of these negative forces that are around you. But inshallah, when you keep on fighting, Allah opens up His paths for you. As Allah tells us, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. That those who strive for our sake, we open our paths for them. Realize that there is no true rest in this dunya for a believer. You know, Imam Ahmad rahimahullah was once asked, when can I take a rest? He said, when you place your foot in Jannah, that's when a believer gets to take a rest. So it's not, don't think that, you know, it's going to be so easy, you know, for us, dear sisters, as believers. You know, there's many times where you're not going to find it easy to practice Islam. But inshallah, bi'idhnillah, when you keep on striving sincerely for Allah's sake, Allah will be with you and He will make it easy for you, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. All right, the third thing that can really help you, inshallah, stay steadfast is by purposely putting yourself in good company. It's very important that you choose good company for yourself, attend lessons in the masjid, you know, go learn Quran, attend halaqat al-ilm, you know, gatherings of knowledge, and try to be with those people who motivate you and push you to be better and not the ones who are dragging you backwards. You know, even the salaf, they mention how sometimes they would feel low in their iman or they wouldn't feel motivated. And what they would do, for example, one of them, he mentions that whenever he would feel a bit slack in his deen, he would go look at his scholar and his teacher. And he said, whenever I would look at his face and I would see his righteousness, that's what would give me the energy to keep striving for another week. SubhanAllah. So be with the righteous people, my dear sisters. It really helps you to stay motivated. And then number four is to focus on doing the small, consistent deeds. You know, often we think about doing all or nothing, but you know what Allah loves the most from us is to do those small, consistent deeds. You know, subhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells us, "Ahabul a'mali ila Allah adwamuha wa inqal." That the most beloved deeds to Allah are those which are the consistent deeds, even if they're small. And I want to ask you all, subhanAllah, just to think for a moment, what was it that caused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to hear the footsteps of Bilal ahead of him in Jannah? And when he asks Bilal, what was it that, you know, caused me to hear your footsteps in before me in Al-Jannah? He said to him, the only thing I can think of is that whenever I take a tahara, whenever I go and take wudu or I take ghusl, I go pray rakatain. I go pray two rakats sincerely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So how simple is that deed, dear sisters? And yet, subhanAllah, that is the status that he reached through doing that small deed consistently for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then lastly, the last thing I want to mention, inshallah, to help you stay fast, you have to always ask for the help of Allah. We cannot hope to stay strong without the help of Allah ta'ala. And it's amazing that when Salama was asked, what was the one dua that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to always say? She said the main dua he used to always say was, Ya maqalib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala dinik. O turner of the hearts, keep my heart firm upon your religion. SubhanAllah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one saying this dua, and he's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking Allah for athabat. He's asking Allah to keep him steadfast. So if this is how much the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying this dua, how much more are we in need to be saying this dua? You know, in your sajda, always in your prostration, make this dua to Allah ta'ala. Finally, my dearest sisters, you know, I want to finish up by saying we always imagine ourselves at the time of our death, you know, lying there in our deathbed, and we think it's going to be so easy just to say the words La ilaha illallah at that moment. But we need to realize, my dear sisters, that it's only by the help of Allah that we'll be able to say these words. You know, when you're on your deathbed, you're not in a normal state of mind at all. So it's only by the help of Allah that you'll be able to say these words. And subhanAllah, sisters, if you're from those who used to remember Allah and be with Allah in your times of ease, then Allah remembers you in your time of shidda. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, تَعَرَّفَ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الرِّخَاءِ يَعْرِفُكَ فِي الشِّدَّةِ. Know Allah in your times of ease, and then Allah will know you in your time of hardship. And one of the greatest hardships is going to be that moment of our death when our soul is leaving our body. May Allah help us all to have husn al-khatima, the best ending inshallah, and dying upon La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.